Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, and we are broadcasting live here in the basement of my house. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Welcome Mark Matheny, Katie Singing Eagle.
Hey.
And we are here to rock your mind. Hi, guys. What's up?
Hey, enjoying this morning, this nice fall, cool, crisp morning here in Central Ohio. So, just enjoying it.
Awesome. What's up, Mark? What's going on?
Yeah, remember the days when it was actually, like, warm in September snow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're six days from fall, even. By the way, the autumnal equinox is going to be filled with many interesting events, just so you're aware.
What is that? Give us a little intro here.
Oh, that's...
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host Iggy Garcia and Mark Matheny. Sit back and relax, grab a sandwich, enjoy your lunch, and listen to some of the coolest things on the internet. Food for your soul, food for your heart. Now on to the show. Hi, I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I said intro, so the intro came on. I don't know why, but anyhow. Go ahead, continue with your conversation there.
So, the autumnal equinox is on this coming Monday, September 22nd. And it is... Man, my eyes are terrible. It is at 10:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
For others on other standards of time. proceed.
If you're wondering why we're all a little bit, like, got a little bit of energy, it's because somebody brought Krispy Kreme donuts to the office here, and we had a couple of donuts. Now we're all kind of like, hey, what's up, man?
I did. I haven't told them what I put in them.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
At the 15-minute mark,
I'm going to do that. But we also have, on the 22nd, there is the planet Pluto, which is the most powerful planet, and yes, it is still a planet. Ignore those stupid articles out there. That was a hit job, but that's for another episode. It will be making a station on that day at 8:34 p.m., just 2 hours before the equinox. Pluto correlates with the soul in evolutionary astrology. When a planet stations, it means its speed is changing, so its effect is much more powerful for a week on either end, especially on the front end.
Mm-hmm.
Usually times are very interesting near the Pluto stations, as things happen that encourage us to evolve.
Okay.
And then also on the preceding evening, Sunday the 21st, Mars will be square to Neptune very late in the evening around 11:45. Again, Eastern Standard
time. This time. Okay, so make sure you park your car underneath a tree.
This will be 3 hours time difference to earlier for our friends on the West Coast. And if you're in New Zealand, I don't know what time that is.
The next day?
Yeah. Or the previous day.
I think it's the next. Yes, the next day.
Yeah, they come. They get
they come
it
before
first.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they get it before.
Thanks,
so we
New
had a
Zealand.
Conversation off air a little bit about the different schools of astrology. You know, there's different people who come in here and think Archimedes is the bomb, and there's other people who think that, you know, it's time to move forward and see things a little bit differently. And I stated, well, I think everything has a little bit of purpose somewhere, but since this is kind of your field, how do you feel about that?
Astrology is here to help us. and astrology needs to evolve. Now, all the research people hundreds and thousands of years ago, just in any field, mm-hmm. helped get us to where we are today. Mm-hmm. But things need to keep evolving. I may have been annoyed more than once in some astrological discussions where people will keep, well, in 200 AD, this person thought that, it's like, that's great, and at that time, we had to honor those thoughts and things just mm-hmm. as science and math and technology and everything else evolves. I get slightly twerked.
No, he's not.
Can I use twerk in that sense?
No, he's not upside down here shaking his butt, twerking it up. No, but I know.
Oh, I'm shaking my butt.
No, he's shaking his butt. Sorry, take that back. Oh, Mark, you care, you might hurt yourself. Don't do that. That chair is not very stable.
We need some sound effects. but everything has to, as we get new information on anything, any area we're in, we have to evolve our thoughts, and we have to not rigidly and strictly hold ourselves to, exactly what our thoughts were yesterday mm-hmm. or 2 months ago or in, 30 years ago or in 1947 or in 20 AD or whatever. Things have to evolve. As we see things change and we get additional information, we have to evolve our ideas and our thoughts, and we have to give ourselves and others around us, because others are evolving and changing and having new experiences. Mm-hmm. We have to give others the room and the area to grow and breathe also. And a little more understanding for people's situations and maybe a little less judgment sometimes
right.
would be helpful to everyone.
And I found your song. As you're dancing. And then the girls are screaming. No, but you're right, though. We need to allow people to evolve. I think sometimes we've helped create, I don't know if we want to. Let me go back. I don't know if we help create, but we help keep it going. This system that we're in, mm-hmm. this belief systems, and all the things that are around us, our elders who are our ancestors, our mom, our dads, our great grandfathers, our fathers, and passed and down, and all generations that come before us. This system keeps moving forward, and it won't change unless we start to change. Until we say, hey, you know what? I had enough of this crap. Oh, geez, just my mom and dad did it, or this is the way it's always been here in America, it's been in Italy or in Peru, whatever, I mean, I'm not sure when the human consciousness will awaken again and do what it does. It's always awakening, but that mass awakening when everybody says, I'm done with this crap, I'm done with, this. That happened in World War II, it happened, we had that mass awakening where people said, well, we can't let this guy go off and kill all these people or do this. That's an example of a mass awakening. So I think right now we've kind of been trained like cattle to accept our plight in life to some degree. They give us enough to chew on, and then we feel like that we stepped out of the group. But we're really not out of the group, We're still kind of there, because we get sucked back in. Oh, I got to pay my taxes. Because you hear even the enlightened ones, people who are doing the work that we do, they get into that place where they're like, well, I got to work, I got to do, Then they have this, they don't like to share. They don't like to go out and say, oh, that's my client. Oh, you can't share my, no, those are my client. You can't talk to them. You know what? They're nobody's nothing, People
yeah.
have the choice to make a decision if they want to work with you, Katie, or myself. And you know what? There's billions of people on the planet, man. And somebody needs somebody's service or someone's gifts to manifest and work with. That limiting belief mentality is what holds us all back to some degree. And I mean, I do it too. I get to that point where, I'm like, well, and stepping out of our own comfort zone is difficult sometimes. But I don't know. I think in order for change to occur, we have to, we say that all the time on these shows that we talk. We have to be the change. If we want to see change, we have to be that.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that truly mean? What does that truly mean to us and to our ego and to the people around us? Great leaders have tried. And some of them, cost them their lives. But they did make a difference. They knew that. They knew going in that could happen. And some of them are self-fulfilling prophecies. They knew that they were going to end up going back to Mother Nature, you know, much sooner than they probably if they hadn't stepped out. I don't know. That's just my take on it, you know. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. There's many different, there's a lot of different metaphysical practitioners out there. There's, I have other friends that are really good astrologers, and I encourage people to think, hey, go see another astrologer as well. To me, it's not like the free share software that's out there where people put part of it out there.
Yeah.
Other people can go add to it. I don't need recognition for every idea I have, or not that most people want to claim part of most of my ideas. But,
that's funny.
But you know, I'm in various groups of, you know, various topics we discuss. And sometimes it's, you know, you put your little piece of the information out there, and then somebody else can pick it up and go with it and fill in the next, you know, the next section of it, the next part of it. I mean, that's how science works. I mean, my gosh, I mean, Edison blatantly stole everything that Tesla ever did. I mean, and that is the nice version of that. So, it's that, you know, you put stuff out there, and then other people can, and I don't worry about if I get credit for everything I said or for every, you put it out there, other people pick it up and run with it. And that's how ideas, that's how science, math, everything, that's how it evolves is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even just having, you know, when we say one guy invented this or discovered that, I mean, even that's nonsense really. Because, I mean, the stuff that any great scientists or whatever discovered, I mean, they took, you know, the work of thousands of people before him that evolved it up to that point where he started.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that. And I know you've had this situation happen to you. I don't know, Matt, since you're fairly new to our little Earth group here. But, I mean, I've had people say something, oh, yeah, you know, and they'll say, they'll quote somebody, and they'll go, and I said, who said that? And I said this. And they go, Iggy did. Or you did. And I go, I did? I said that? Wow, shit. I must have been inspired in that moment. I know that's happened to you because we talked about this before.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we say something. I mean, that's just, like you're saying, ideas. Sometimes we are the people who create the idea, the think tank. And then once we put it out into the universe, you know, there are other people who know how to harness it and bring it in and reconstruct it and construct it and put it into... It's like farming. Farmers farm, and they do it well. Most of the time they do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Most farmers that I know, most, not all of them, but aren't necessarily do all the steps that it takes to get it to market.
Right.
You know, someone else comes in and they put it in the silo or whatever or bundle it, and then somebody comes in and does their part. And then the next person does their part, next part. Next thing you know, you got bread. You know,
yeah.
The farmer, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the farmer goes, I made bread. And I make bread. He doesn't make bread. He's a farmer. But, you know, that's the concept, you know,
yeah.
That, you know, how the universe works and how everything, when we all have that synergy and ebb and flow working together, things happen. But bread's not the only thing we can make. We can make a lot of things. Bread's just the most simplest example I can give you. But just think of all the things we do together as a collective, and don't even think about it sometimes. You know, the collective mind. When we're praying, you know, when we're all praying and we're in unison, you know, the power that creates. There is a battle between, you know, shadow and light, you know, and then that light gets brighter, and that shadow just wants to be part of it, gets sucked into it. I don't think it's the other way around. I just think what happens is the people who are in the light kind of dim their light a little bit, and then the shadow looks bigger. And just becomes more power. Looks more powerful, more opposing.
That's funny about shadows. They do look bigger when the light is dim.
Mm-hmm.
They look scary. They look intrusive.
Mm-hmm.
But once the light gets brighter, those shadows go smaller.
Yeah. And the cool thing about it is it's our shadows that we're looking at. All the mess that we've created on the planet is our mess. Nobody else's. You know, we've created that because we're a part of it, you know, at some level, some degree. I don't know.
And then sometimes we blow up things bigger than what they are, like
yeah.
Making a mountain out of a molehill, you know, Yeah. You got a little pimple on your face, and you look at yourself in the mirror, and it looks like a big blotch that's taken over your whole face. When it's just a little red dot that's, you know, come from a little stress or something bad you ate.
Right.
You know.
No, you're right. I mean, you're right.
And it's not that big of a deal. There's plenty of things in life that aren't that big of a deal. You know, when you look at it, you turn around, you look at it from another point of view or another angle, and you're like, so that's what was bothering me.
Right.
And laugh.
11 Habits of Happy People. Number one, unconditional love. Unconditional love is that love that, you know, that we share with the world, that we don't expect anything back. You know, and I'm getting this from thepowerofpositive.com. Powerofpositively.com. So for those of you who want to look at that and check that out. Number two, gratitude. You know, be grateful for the things that we have in life. You know, the people, the situations, even the situations that test us. You know, sometimes we don't give thanks to that. You know, sometimes we want it to go away really fast and go over there and disappear. But sometimes we learn a lot more from the gunk that we're waddling in. Sometimes we don't even know we're in the shit. We're like, what's that smell? I don't know. Why don't you look down? You know? But it's true.
Yeah.
You know, I find myself, I've done that before. I'm like, I have no problem here. Number three, service to others. You know, being in service. We've talked about that. So that's pretty self-explanatory. And being in service to others also means being in service to ourselves and honoring who we are, being in service to others and not giving ourselves away in a way that causes harm to us, you know, or causes harm to others, which takes us to four, which is self-care. Kind of covers those, kind of went together there. You know, loving who we are as humans to the best of our, I always say best of our ability because, and I know that could be a cop-out because some of these things are so simple. And best of the ability means that you did your best to do something right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you fall short of it, don't beat yourself up. Like, my kids last night lost their game, their soccer game. And, you know, one of our coaches was like, this was unacceptable, la, 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 we should work harder. And I'm like, dude, chill. These are kids. These are 14, 13-year-old kids, and they're learning. And the only way they're going to learn is by playing, not by us yelling and screaming at them. Yeah, we can get a little tough with them. But it does no good to destroy somebody and bring them down or to make them think that they're inferior. You know, so what we say to people is important. We've talked about that. That takes us to number five, which is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forgiveness is a very powerful tool, you know, for ourselves. And a lot of these things that we're talking about are really about us.
Mm-hmm.
If we do it and we live by these, then we're able to do it with others.
A lot of people don't know how to forgive themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's before you can forgive others. If you can't forgive yourself, how can you forgive others?
Yeah.
Or love yourself. How can you love others without loving
yourself?
It's tough.
It's tough to love yourself when you don't love yourself. But let's meet ourselves halfway. How's that?
Yeah.
That way we can meet people halfway, right? We do that every day, right? So that means that we halfway meet ourselves to these points. Forgiveness brings us to, you know, to find that spiritual abundance inside of us that we want to share with the world. And we're actually forgiving parts of us that gave ourselves away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the biggest thing. We don't realize how much we give away. We pour and we give. You know, for thou have given too much. And then compassion. Number six is compassion. You know, compassion to others, compassion to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I like throwing us back in the mix because in order to give compassion, we have to be compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark, you can chime in anytime you want. I know you're shaking your head. Doing good. Someone else did the research, but we're taking about it. But then my number seven, my favorite, okay, is humor. You know, humor is good. The monkey.
I thought it was a picture of me at first.
Laughter is the best medicine, you know?
Yeah. And Iggy likes monkeys. How many monkeys do you have somewhere?
I don't know. I have them. They're in the back. They're boxed away right now. But I do love monkeys, yes. Because they're funny. They make me laugh. And it's good medicine. Look at him. He's got his big mouth. He's like... He looks like me. I'm just looking in the mirror. Number eight. Which a lot of people don't like, responsibility. Well, that's an interesting one, number eight.
Responsibility.
Taking responsibility for your thoughts, your words, your actions, and ultimately bringing more happiness into your life. So, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a lecture last night that was really good. And the guy was talking about psychotronics and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and quantum physics and things, and like how there is a healing code for everything. Like everything, every sickness, every illness has like a
mm-hmm.
wave, a sound wave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also you can, every word, every thought, every disease, everything can be broken down to a number. There was a number,
corresponding,
yes. There was a corresponding number for every disease, every illness, kind of, you know, if you've seen the Matrix movie, that's,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of, take away the Hollywood part of that, there's a lot of reality in that movie.
Yeah, the Bible code has that too, mm-hmm. where the Bible has actually different parts of scripture, you know, have healing, you know, vibrations and codes there.
I think it all goes together.
Right. I mean, there are healing codes and numbers and all kinds of stuff to where you can really see. I mean, and it just went back to, I probably strayed too far from my original point already, which happens. But you're responsible for the reality you create through your thoughts and your words and your actions. But also, you know, you're responsible to others too on, not that you have to be responsible to do everything for them or whatnot, but you're responsible for your physical body is a small part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Your auric field, your emotional field, it all stretches out way further than where your body does.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're also responsible for the energy you're picking out, you're putting out, that others have to deal with, respond to, work with, yada, yada, yada.
Very good.
So we're more than what's just contained in our physical body and our energies and vibrations and emotions carry along. I mean, look at Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'm looking.
Yeah, you can. You're looking at a monkey. But you can, I mean, the emotion you put out, the energy you put out can affect somebody in New Zealand or Greece or Czechoslovakia or whatever, just through electronic medium.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be able to pull yourself in. I mean, that sounds funny, but if you're a person that's very...
I don't know what was funny about it, but if you think it's funny...
No, if you're a person that has a big, big energy, like mm-hmm. big aura or something, and you know...
she points at me.
You can put it out, then you have to cloak yourself, so to speak, when you're around a lot of other energy fields, because people will see that coming, and sometimes you don't want to have people see it coming or feel the energy coming or know that you're there, so to speak. So you have to learn how to metaphysically or spiritually cloak the light, so to speak, or cloak that energy.
I'm cloaking. Just joking.
In order so you can be around people, because I've had people tell me that my energy was too much for them and they had to move away from me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's complete strangers. So when I go somewhere and I know I'm going to speak or be somewhere new, I kind of cloak myself until I get to know some people. I know this sounds totally Star Trek or something.
So it's not the burping and farting? I was joking.
I know, but you know how you got to do, because I've had people run from me because energy and the light I was putting off. So in order to be able to reach people in certain areas or to show them love and acceptance, I have to tone it down a little bit. And there's times where you have to let it go bright. I mean, to do clearing and cleaning of different areas of all the, you know, darkness that is in some place, you have to make sure that light, that energy is as bright and turned to the highest volume it can be. And I've had to do that,
Maybe that's what you did.
And just like when I used to preach and teach in churches, you would turn up that, you would ask the universe, God, to turn that volume up so that it can cleanse out what needs to be cleansed out from people. Or you see people, just like Iggy put up one of those little video things with the energy ball, and that's true. Because I've barely waved my hand at somebody and seen them fly across the room. So I didn't understand it at the time.
Oh, I know.
I was just learning.
Yeah, the video.
But that kind of stuff is true. So even though it's funny. It's a funny thing, but I've had it happen to me where someone threw one at me and I went flying.
I've had someone throw just something at me and then went flying. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, it seems funny. It seems scientific. It seems
surreal.
But
you're in a state of mind. You're there. And when you're in that place, when you're in those chapels and when those preachers are doing, yeah, they got you, you know? And then all those things become very real. It is real. You're right.
I've done it, and I've had it done to me. Mm-hmm. So it's like sometimes you got to tune it down. And then one of my friends, Kim, we all know, not little Kim Chemistry, she's a tiny little package, but she's powerful, and she knows how to throw those, use the energy and the energy balls too.
Claire Brayu.
And when we were learning Reiki, we learned how to make and form those energy balls, even in Reiki class, to use them in the proper way. So some people, beware of people who use them for evil. You can usually sense that. But those that are using them for good and for cleansing and for healing, you can usually sense that also.
Yeah.
So, and it's a responsibility. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of responsibility, it's a terribly big responsibility.
You know, people who use energy against people like that, they actually pay the price later. The universe will punish them for that. Mm-hmm. The universe will say, hey, you know what? You know, you don't do that. You become sick. You know, a lot of people, you see a lot of people, they become very ill, people who do that type of work. So we'll get to the last three of our little list here after the break. Okay, guys? So hang on. I got three more to go, three more to share, and we'll continue our conversation.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. Welcome to With Insights Radio. We're here live in my basement. A round table of sorts. Talking about cool things. Hopefully you're enjoying this show. Hopefully getting something out of it, because I am. Learning from my good friends here, Katie and Mark, for astral planning and astral projecting and going different places. That donut is starting to kick in, man.
I'm like, just being an ass.
The sugar is kicking in. I'm being an ass. All right, so we're at number 9 now, and that's persistence. Okay? Persistence, you know, focusing on what you want to build yourself into, and then not giving up on it, you know, continuing and without being, you know, that the negative about it, you know, mm-hmm. and working that persistence in a way that is fulfilling, okay, something that keeps us going. We'll go back and we'll hit the points again and see where you guys want to go. So now we're getting to the final two, which I think are pretty important. Number 10, focus on the solution. I think that's a powerful statement right there. Just
yeah.
those words right there, focusing on a solution. And versus focusing on a problem.
Because
mm-hmm. we already know we've got a problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you have a problem, you know you got a problem. So let's focus on how to fix this problem. You know, where we want to go with it. Releasing, focusing, getting that negative, you know, not focusing so much on it. You know, NASA does that real well. They focus on the negative side of things, the things that could happen to one of their shuttles, and then they focus on the positive things that, you know, could happen. You know, it's strategic planning. Your life's the same way. You know, I'm not saying you have to go driving down the street, well, I might get in a car accident, you know, or, you know, or I might just make it safe to Giant Eagle, you know. But the point is, you know, focus on the solutions. We have such limited time in our life that, you know, time, we have, what, 24 hours on the clock?
Mm-hmm.
And we use maybe, what, 6 hours at most, right? You know, and then the rest of it is either winding down or sharing moments or having dinner, whatever. And, you know, ask yourself what you're focusing on. You know, why are you in the situations you are? And I'll come back and I'll let you guys kind of, we'll kind of hit all the topics here. And then this one is kind of an interesting one. I wasn't expecting this one. This is honesty.
Honesty.
You know? You may be, like I said, you may get away with being dishonest and disloyal and, you know, throwing energy balls at people
mm-hmm.
for a while. But after that, it all comes back at you. You know, that divine source remembers all that thing. The divine source inside of you remembers the things you do and being honest with people.
Yeah, keep your energy balls to yourself.
He fits in real good in our group, doesn't he? Just throws in whenever.
Yeah.
The timing's
yeah,
perfect.
Daddy.
Your timing's good, though. At least your timing is good, and I like that. His timing is good.
Sometimes we're not right in the head, but most of the times we are.
I say that's how I say the jury's still out on that one.
You guys are funny.
Who has more fun than people?
I love this group of people. I'm just kind of laughing really hard inside too.
I've been closed up. Many of my years have been closed up, and I'm glad I'm, you know, not so pious anymore.
And there's a bonus one, number 12, optimism, of course.
Optimism.
Seeing the glass half full or half empty?
I like seeing it half full.
I just like to say it tastes good.
I had an interesting conversation the other day with somebody. I always have interesting conversations because I hang out with lots of weird people like myself. So between talking to the mothership, we get into discussions about...
Oh, and before you continue, I'll let you hold that thought. I want to thank Stephen Kendrick, the Love Dare is what it's called. That's from his book, okay, all those
okay.
things that I quoted from. So those aren't... You know, if you want to find it, you can look at it. I changed some of the things around because it's just who I am, how I see it. But some of the things, I did grab some of his thoughts, and so I want to give him credit where credit is due.
So just we were talking about the energy you put out and stuff, and, you know, words have vibration and frequency. You know, in the beginning, there was the word. So the things that you speak, I mean, we started talking really about when we put negative, you know, if I say, oh, I suck, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a terrible person, or whatnot, we just, you know, you pay attention to how many things when you speak them repeatedly, and you, the universe wants to manifest for us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we put negativity or bad things out there, like repeatedly, we find that that's what we get. So when we put positive, you know, you have the thought manifest into the word, manifest into the physical.
Mm-hmm.
So when you notice the energy you put out there, and because I mean, I'll be honest, I mean, I used to be really bad at, you know, putting negative thoughts out there and stuff like that. And I realized that I was my own worst enemy at a point, and that I had to stop because I was creating
a monster.
Yeah, it was literally. I was
mm-hmm.
I was my own Dr. Frankenstein. I was, you know, getting into these situations.
You're a little taller, man.
And it was... I think of myself more of a, as a wolf man than a Frankenstein.
Okay, that worked good.
That's
my throw mark train of thought off here.
The train of thought derailed.
Yep.
Yeah, so it is. I mean, you create your reality around you through your thoughts. And the universe, when you really sit down and look at the things that you say and the thoughts you put out there, you will be, some of you may not, but some of you will be amazed at how much of stuff that you say actually manifests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we say things we don't even know we're even saying it.
Right.
You know, so it's like, all right, let's see if we got a caller in here, see if they want to chime in on what we're talking about.
Hope it's not my parole office.
Yeah. Hello, welcome to the show. Caller, did you want to share any thoughts or anything? Or are you just listening to the show? Or maybe they're speaking a language you don't understand.
I actually understand that message.
Okay.
Yeah, it says they want to talk to us. It's like, ching, ching. You understood that message?
What was that area code?
917.
Wow.
I thought it was pretty cool. Let's listen again. Maybe they're eating carrots. Maybe they left the phone by the rabbit. Hello, Mr. Rabbit. How are you?
You fall down the rabbit hole.
Well, they had a chance to share. The ETs were sending a message to us.
Wow.
What was the message?
Yeah, what did you pick up?
It was coordinates.
Oh.
It was coordinates. It was from my Uncle Fred.
Uncle Fred. Okay.
Uncle Fred.
All right. I don't debunk or discount anything.
I've got an Uncle Ed. He's in on the other side.
All right, folks, if you have a notebook, piece of paper, write these down. 11 Habits of Happy People. Okay, number 1, unconditional love. Number 2, gratitude. Number 3, service to others. Number 4, self-care. Number 5, forgiveness. Number 6, compassion. Number 7, humor. Paste a picture of a monkey there. Number 8, responsibility. Number 9, persistence. Number 10, focus on the solution. 11, honesty. And number 12, the bonus, optimism, of course. And you can find these and all this information on powerofpositivity.com. Or you can buy the book from Stephen Kendrick, The Love Dare. It's not like he made up these words, but regardless, it's what he wrote after the words are charged and important to share.
The love dare.
The love dare. I dare you to love me. I dare you to eat that donut.
Truth or dare?
As we go to commercial. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. All right, guys, we're back again. That was a good topic. You know, I'm glad that came up. I want to thank my friend Margo who posted on Facebook, and I got to catch that. And so, Margo, if you're listening, thank you. You know who you are. So tell us about the Universal Donut.
The Universal Donut.
Yes, the Universal Donut. The connection with the donut.
Oh. Huh?
I was just joking.
Hey, I used to throw down on some donuts, though. To think of it. It was just like Jolly Roger donuts. Remember Roger donuts?
Yeah. Yep. Was it Jolly Roger?
They had the 13 dozen.
Okay. There's still one. There's one down by my old work there in
Buckeye Donut
City.
Is now, was the Jolly Rogers. I remember now. Yeah,
Buckeye, Buckeye Donuts are good, too.
Mm-hmm.
But,
have you ever had a bad donut? I've never had a bad donut.
No, I haven't had a bad donut.
I've had some skimpy donuts.
Okay.
Some skimpy little... Oh, who had the best donuts, too, in the city of Columbus? Was Big Bear.
Mm.
Big Bear Supermarket.
Yeah.
And Giant Eagle just doesn't cut it, you know. Mm-hmm. Big Bear had big... apple fritters and long johns and, oh, They were just so good. And that's back when I was about 450 pounds. So I do enough donuts and a glass of milk or a gallon of milk would just do me fine.
Yeah.
I just make love to donuts.
You see where I told you it was going to go somewhere. The sacred universal donut.
Oh, I know there's a donut hole joke here, and I'm just...
There was a place on Livingston Avenue in Allen Creek called the Donut Hole, and it made very good donuts. They would mm-hmm. usually run out. They would open up about 5 in the morning, and they would run out of donuts by 8.
Resch's Bakery is really good, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Amish... what's the Amish place?
Oh, you're talking about... Der Dutchman?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. You can eat for a month on one of those donuts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those. I love their long johns. They're like a foot long, and then you have to...
Our listeners are going to kill us. They're out there like, I'm going to have something healthy for lunch today, and these bastards are talking about donuts.
I know.
As we return back to the show. Sorry, we were unplugged. No. No, but, you know, we have fun here on the show, you know? I mean, life is already as screwy as it is. If we want to talk about a donut, there's a higher purpose for that. There's a higher purpose of talking about a donut. What it is, I have no clue at this moment, but I know it's about laughter. It's about having fun and enjoying.
Appreciate the icing in your life.
Yeah, the icing and the filling,
filling,
you know? And the
moist,
succulent moisture, that little squeeze you get on the donut, you know, just whatever. And the cup of coffee that goes along with it. It's like a day old, but I put it in the fridge, tastes good now. But, you know, there's a higher purpose in everything. I mean, we're laughing, we're being silly, and we need that. We need those endorphins running through our body. We need to feel the love, you know, and as Katie's giggling her butt away over there.
Because I'm just thinking about my favorite donuts are either the Long John or the stick.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Sour cream stick, old fashioned.
No, you know what? I like a good glazed donut, or I like a good curl. One of those old fashioned curled donuts. The curlers. Yeah. It has to be good.
Egg, is it the egg kind?
I think so.
I love those. My mom used to get a couple boxes of those for us.
And you know,
eat them piece by piece, like little section by section.
And that takes us into our next topic, which is food, spirituality and food, you know, blessing your food, honoring your food, giving thanks to your food. Mm-hmm. I've had people from all walks of life.
Sorry. Army Corps.
Who tell me, you know, blessing your foods is important. And, you know, I've had people say, hey, you know what, why are you drinking Coke? So I blessed it. And they're like, okay, yeah, okay, I guess that makes it better. But I think there is some belief to that. You know, when I eat my food, when I eat my donut, I say, may the highest purpose be served, you know. Take what my body doesn't need and recycle it back to the universe. I think it's really important to stress that and to give thanks to the food that gave itself to us. You know, even the plants. Mm-hmm. You know, plants have feeling. People don't think plants have feeling, but they have feeling. They are connected. They have life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying don't be a vegetarian. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying honor that something gave itself in order for us to survive. That's part of the sacred contract. That part of that mystical thing that we don't really understand, that we kind of flow with it. You know, when animals give their life, one thing is animal giving his life to feed us. Another thing is an animal being abused and butchered and not treated properly. It's a whole different ballgame.
It's so different.
Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, food is important. Food needs to be acknowledged, you know. We're food sometimes to certain species of animals, to bacteria, to, you know, different types of staph infections. We become food, too.
Mm-hmm. That's, like, something I want to bring up about food, because I run in a couple of different religious circles, people I like to fellowship with, talk with,
mm-hmm.
and some of them, most people, all of them, offer their food or give blessing over their food or what have you. And something I had put on my Facebook status a few days ago was about Romans 14 in the New Testament. Scripture is not religious. Scripture was made before religions were.
Mm-hmm.
Put. So don't see scripture as religious. It's just a teaching tool, a guideline. And in Romans 14, it speaks about different religions and honoring different religions and or people's ways of thinking since religions weren't really around. Honoring other people's ways of thinking and don't criticize how other people eat, drink, or offer their food to God. And that's very important to know for people who are religious or in another culture or in another thing, is that we're not to judge, we're not to put any kind of stipulations, but just honor that person and what they're doing and what they do, whether they're meat eaters, vegetable eaters, or they eat a mixture of both. We're not to judge. We're not to dishonor. We're not to say anything against what they do if they're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And someone else's right thing may be different from our right thing. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, be mindful of other people and their beliefs and their cultures and not speak against it. Because me fellowshipping with other people, I get that a lot. People tend to like to judge on those little minor things. Mm-hmm. And what they're not thinking is that their heart, when they're judging, becomes dull and dirty, and their heart is not towards the universe, towards God, or however you see. Mm-hmm. It's because they're in that moment of judging when they're not supposed to be. So that's my little spiel
sure.
on that.
Mark had mentioned something earlier about, you know, everything has a vibration, everything has a code. I think when we put affirmations or prayers on food, we actually change the vibrational structure mm-hmm. of that food to serve us better. You know, I'm not saying eat a pound of, you know, freaking donuts, you know, and,
like
and you think, you know what you're saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to have an effect on you, even if you bless it. There's going to be an adverse effect. But when we're eating in moderation, we're eating with, you know, purpose, with mm-hmm. purpose, you know, and we send that vibration, we change that structure of those cells and take it into our body. Our body uses it properly. And I can tell, you know, like when I'm in a hurry and then I don't bless my food, I can tell. And, you know, that's even my coffee and water that I drink. I can tell, you know, that it affects me. I've said it, I can tell like 100 times here just now, but I can tell.
You can tell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, plants and rocks and crystals and stuff even have, you know, vibrational fields. And
mm-hmm.
if you doubt that at all, go to a store, pick up a piece of moldavite.
Mm-hmm.
You want to feel a strange vibration.
Yeah, or you can go to Hawaii and put your hand in a hot lava and see how that feels.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
But, you know, I'm just saying that's the extreme. You
right.
know, but you're saying what you're saying.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
molted rock. You know, it's alive. It's got energy.
That's funny. I have held lava before,
mm-hmm.
cold, and it's like black glass.
Mm-hmm.
It
holds
a
lot of energy.
Smooth.
We've
yes,
had it.
It
we've
does.
Had it in its tippy. You know how hot it gets with. With a lava rock. It's super hot.
Mm-hmm.
That energy doesn't go away. That energy is in there, stored, and released.
Yeah, I mean, it's something else I picked up was, you know, our energy field, our emotional field expands way out from where our physical body is.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in a state of fear or panic, then that field comes down and is flat on you, and it's very, that's why you feel very tight and it's hard to breathe and it's suffocated. You've pulled back your outer essence as kind of like a defense or a shield, and you've got it tight against your body, and that's why that, you know, you get, one of the reasons why you feel tense and
shaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm with my family and I get in an argument with a family member, I get that way, shaky. But then I have to remember that is old, because those old scripts, those old things come back to you. And you have to remember that those things cannot hurt you. They cannot bother you anymore. You're bigger than that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're not that person that you were when you were a little kid being picked on or being made fun of. You're not that person. You're bigger than that. And then you have to reach inside yourself and grab that courage, that big person out and say, this is who I am. I am
mm-hmm.
not that person that you think I am, because you don't even know me anymore. So,
yeah, because they have previous judgments of you.
Yeah, and sometimes the only time you see your family is holidays,
mm-hmm.
and they're always looking at that person you were, and you may not have even, on a year-to-year, you only see that family person once or twice a year, and they still have you put in that box whereas you're bigger, and you're not that person that they want to keep you in. And when they see that you're not that person in that box, then they get upset at that too. So it's just like, why do I bother? But you still got to try to show them the light in the person that you are, even when you come across people at reunions and different events where you see people from your past. It's just like, you're not the person that you were 10, 20, 30 years ago. You're a whole different entity now.
That's true. I mean, I know, well, she's already stated that, but I know you and I have had that situation. People just expect us to be the way they left us sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then when, my kids are a good example of this, because as a parent, they see you a certain way and they, you know, they interact with you in a certain way. And then when you go outside, if you veer anywhere near off that, it freaks them out because they think you got abducted by a cult or aliens or whatever. My son's a good example. I had posted something on Facebook that I put on my wife's page and whatever, and he was like, text me, he goes, Dad, you shouldn't be posting that kind of stuff on Facebook. I'm like, I'm like having this convulsion going, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm thinking, so we had this long discussion about, you know, whatever it was, which was, personally was kind of stupid, but that was my opinion. That's how I felt about it, you know. It was more about him, how he didn't want to be perceived in the same way that I'm maybe perceived in the way he thinks I'm being perceived.
Right.
You know, I'm a goofball, and I'm silly, and I'll post stuff. And if you're embarrassed, son, I do apologize that you're embarrassed for yourself, you know, through my eyes. No one's going to judge us in the same way. Mm-hmm. You do what you do, and you experience life how you need to experience it, and I'm going to experience life how I need to experience it. And that was kind of how I left it, you know. How I see the world is much different than you. You may see the world how you see it, and that's okay. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Because we're all totally different people. Mm-hmm. We're just like, okay, something that kind of irked me a little bit was that Throwback Thursday, people post pictures of old pictures of where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted a picture of me, my sister, and one of my cousins from the 90s. And I didn't even tag anybody's name in it. I just, because people can see who I am. And I didn't tag any of my other family members in that picture. But then one of my nephews saw it, and then he tagged my sister and and all that. And then my sister got all mad because I saw three beautiful women of my family were together at a function. And we did. We looked good. But my sister saw herself. She does not like herself back then because she was much bigger than she is now. So she got all mad at me because she was much bigger than she is now. And at that time, I was smaller than her in the picture. And that's always bothered her when I do something that's better or different than her. So I end up taking down the picture, and I send her a message saying, I saw three beautiful women. That's all I saw. I didn't see size, shape, anything, and I said, I'm sorry you didn't like yourself back then, but I saw three beautiful women of God.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything else. So she did not text me or write me back on it, but I hope she got the message that I saw the positive, whereas she only saw the negative. So, and that's something our family likes to keep us, try to keep us in a certain place, and some of them don't like that I'm big like I am, and I'm happy, and I'm enjoying life, and I'm doing what I want to do, whereas they think I should always be trying to work on my weight, work on this, or work on that, or making big money, or doing this, or doing that. And I'm not that type of person. I'm free. I've never been the freest. I'm the freest I've ever been in my life because I'm not worried about other people or what other people think. And that's the way I think things should be. Don't worry about stuff you can't. I can't help other people's feelings or what they feel.
No,
if I could change them, then I would have power over them. I only have power over me and my feelings and actions. I don't have power over anybody else. And if I let them have power, I'm giving away my power, and I choose not to ever give away my power to anybody. Maybe if I had a spouse or a significant other, maybe I'd give them a little snippet, but other than that, no way.
All right. Commercial. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. You are listening to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Ian Garcia. On the Blog Talk Radio Network, we are broadcasting live in my basement at 3723. That's all I'm going to give you.
Those are the coordinates somewhere, for the mothership.
Somewhere in the universe on this big blue marble.
I want to thank the mothership for calling in. That was
mothership, are you there? You've been listening to our show. We just wonder if you have something to share. Hello, caller. I'm just intrigued by this caller. I don't know. These numbers are just pretty cool. I don't know.
Maybe we got butt dialed.
It could be. That's happened before.
Butt dialing from space.
We've been butt dialed before.
Butt dialing for dollars. Just to take this back into the gutter where it was, Katie said something about Throwback Thursday. You guys can keep posting the Throwback Thursday pictures, but I officially declared one of my friends the winner. It was last week or week before. She's the official winner of the Throwback Thursday contest.
She
posted a picture of a sperm entering an egg.
Okay.
That's pretty throwback,
it
yeah.
It is. That's going way back.
Can't get much further back than that.
That's pretty throwback. And then some.
Some think I should have been thrown back.
Someone went fishing and threw you back. Huh?
Throw that fish back.
Yes, I am shaking my head, people.
Do fishes really have backs?
Not like ours, but they do have backs.
What's that called? A dorsal fin?
Dorsal fin, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I got stuck by dorsal fin.
Like, before. Gag me with a spoon.
Oh,
like
my God.
Gag me
Heavily
with a
gnarly.
Spoon.
All right.
Ah, oh, those spiny fins hurt, though, if you ever got stuck by one.
I can't focus. All right. I'm back. My DJ voice. Hey. All right. We got about 4 minutes left, so I'll start with Mark. Anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Probably mental scars at this point.
Excuse me.
Not really what my intention was at the beginning, but in retrospect, it's keep your fins high, keep your tail in the water, and your dorsal fin on your back.
Well, that's good, man. That works. You see where donuts took us. You have to do that for another show.
Maybe I shouldn't have gotten the opium donuts. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was just wondering about the little picture. Who's the picture the man was on there? I couldn't tell.
Yeah. When I saw the picture of Timothy Leary on the top of him, I should have known.
I guess we're done on this side of the room. Are you, Katie?
I say you should try to squeeze all the cream filling out of life.
Oh.
Oh, this is good, though. But, you know, it's good to be humorous and... you know, serious at the same time, and
yeah.
We can do that here, to be spiritual, humorous, and,
yes,
you know, all of the whatevers that come to mind.
And today we showed unconditional love, gratitude, service to others, self-care, what else was it, forgiveness, compassion, humor for sure, responsibility, persistence, focus on solution, honesty, and, of course, number 12, the optimist, of course.
Yeah, I was very unconditional today.
So we want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll be back next week, because that's what we do. Mattoa Midnight will be on the road in Missouri, so listen to that, and then we'll be back on Monday doing our show. So we hope you enjoyed everything, and with that, I want to say good night. Abdu, vava, guze, vavu. And pleasant dreams come true. Je ne crois pas.